What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Clubhouse edition of the Chaos Reign podcast. I am Chaos Reign here. And today's, I would say, actual session here on the Chaos Reign channel, we're going to talk about dating. Oh, I like to call modern dating here in the 21st century. Now, as you know, got some music playing, you know, etc. I probably will ping some other people. And I'm just looking through my board to see how everything's going. Looks like everything's going well. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna hold up more time. I'm going to bring my guest tonight, the one only Sankofa Ramses. So as I invite into the stage, let me see if that worked. All right, give me a second. All right, Sankofa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You're loud and clear, and you sound very crisp and clear. So that's a good, it's a good sign. Good sign. As you know, I'm still getting the ropes and twinkles of this. So as you know, this is dealing with the typical modern dating of the 21st century, or modern dating as we know out in these streets. What is expected, what we could do, what we don't shouldn't do. I mean, let's have the conversation. Let's, you know how it is. My view about dating nowadays, I think it's more of a hookup thing than really find prospects to me. And it's kind of problematic because, you know, you as a man, as you get older, you want to look for something more sustainable, more in a relationship wise, long term, that possibly will lead to maybe marriage. And I say maybe, but nonetheless, you know, you can't just go around bouncing from chick to chick, or you ladies are bouncing from dude to dude. Yeah. Nonetheless, let's have the conversation. So, Sankofa, are you ready now? Let's have this discussion. And introduce yourself to the people here in Clubhouse. Introduce them yourself.
Peace and blessings to everybody out there listening. Mm-hmm. You know, I am Sankofa Ramesu. I had to basically change my PTR because I got, you know, my other account got, you know, messed up, so I had to create another one. So if you see Kwame on the screen, that's just another name I go by. But I am Sankofa. Yeah, I want to get into some points, man. I sent over some points to you, so you don't mind reading off point number one to me? That way we can go on and break this down. Because, all right, you know, when we look at modern dating, it's just like everybody is just like, especially our women. Our women have unrealistic expectations because they was taught that they had inherent value. You know what I'm saying? That everybody, that their vagina has value, right? So, yeah. And they think that they're the prize, because when we was little kids, what kind of toys did they play with? They played with Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. They played with Barbie dolls and all this other stuff, this Disney stuff, you know? Yeah. And we had the Tonka trucks, the football, the basketball, and police guns and all this other stuff. So we was already being groomed of what we was going to be, because it's expected of us men to be providers and protectors. And women, just, they didn't have that. They just was just entitled. And they felt like they didn't have to do nothing for a man. Every woman wants to be married, but don't no woman want to be a wife, from what I'm getting in today's dating market. So, so my thing is, and it's, you know, and I know a lot of women are going to, It's gonna cause a lot of controversy when I say this, but it's really the women, because women don't know how to choose men. They choose the Pookies and Ray Rays and then get mad at the rest of the men and say all men ain't shit, because when they choose these guys, they don't even vet these guys. They want to know if he got a big penis and is he willing to travel and he got money. That's how they're vetting these men. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of single mothers are raising these men that these women, modern women, do not like, or they call them F boys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want to get into the points, Gary.
All right. So let's begin. The reasons why Black women are failing in dating and marriage. Point number one, upbringings, programming of self-hate. Now, as I go for point by point, you want to go in detail each one so people have more clarity?
Yes, of course. So the programming of self, you know what I'm saying, the upbringing and programming. Now, a lot of mothers that are single, you know what I'm saying, that raise these daughters, are teaching these daughters to basically overinflate their value. You know what I'm saying? That they're the prize. You know what I'm saying? Focus on your career. Do not worry about a man. All men, little boys ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Just basically teaching women, Black women, you know what I'm saying, not to want to be married. They don't teach women how to be wives. Most of these Black women that are in modern society are not taught to be wives. They don't know how to be wives, but they know what marriage is. You know what I'm saying? They know what Tyler Perry's teaching them and what they're seeing on Disney. You know what I'm saying? So the programming of self-hate. these mothers are putting perms and makeup on these little girls and saying that their beauty needs to be masked. Their true beauty needs to be masked with other beauty. Makeup don't make a woman beautiful. It don't really enhance the beauty. That's why nowadays a lot of dudes are saying that a lot of these women that are wearing makeup, they look like transsexuals. You know what I'm saying? They like trannies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I know there's going to be, I'm probably going to have some people, I know I probably done struck a nerve. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? We see it a lot on TV too. And not just the single mothers that are raising these daughters. It's really the media that's telling black women that they're not beautiful. They need to wear this. Because in the 90s, who was the standard of beauty? A white woman, right? Because that's all the beauty commercials were white women. You know what I'm saying? In the early 90s. And with straight long hair and all this other stuff. So,
to push back, black white people in general always commercialize and are the enigma, I don't know if I can use that word, of beauty. So it goes beyond just the commercials. We got to go back the days when television was just starting to surface, even to the point where before television came around, there was what we call images, magazines. As you know, Playboy came around, I think it was 50s. Yeah.
In the early 50s, with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
When she was like,
all images start off with subliminals, start off with pictures. Then when the television came around, it take it even more abroad and over more, not, I won't say sensational, but it added more of a twist to it. Because now you could see motions and characters and colors in your retina, in your eyes, much faster than just flipping through pages. So, yeah, the image of the standard beauty has always been shown to us as people for as long as we've been around these people, these other groups of people, white people particularly, but, you know, we get the point. Anything else before I move on to the next point?
Yeah, so with the whole straightening of the black woman's hair, the caked on face paint, it's really teaching black women how to, you know what I'm saying, not look at themselves as valuable. You know what I'm saying? But the same people that tell us that they're not beautiful, tell our black women that they're not beautiful is the same one that they're emulating. They're emulating black women. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah. So it's a bunch of self-hatred and delusion going on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can move on to the next one.
All right, excellent. And please, guys, as you know, this thing will be shared around. So if you're on the other social media, YouTube stuff, please like and share, etc. Hit it, you know. Next point. Number two, overinflation of value. Now, this is a good one. I want to hear this one.
The overinflation of value comes where women feel like, just because they got a degrees and they went to college, they're educated, they're making money, they think that somehow increases their value in the dating market. When men don't even value that. And then, you know, like yesterday I was asking this woman, I was like, you know, I'm just vetting her and stuff. I met her on BLK. And I want to get into the dating apps a little later, you know what I'm saying? And how, you know. So I asked her, I said, so how would I, why would I be lucky to be with you? And I said, I'm not saying it to be condescending or anything, but what do I get for being with you? So she went in to say, oh, well, I went to school and I got a degree in business and, you know, I love family and I love to laugh. I love to travel and all this other stuff. And, you know, I'm supportive. And she may have said maybe only two things that a man values. But she went on and on about how she is and what she values and what makes her valuable. But the shit that she named that was not valuable to me at all. Yeah, support. She did not say she would. No, when you ask a woman this question, they do not talk about, well, I can be feminine, I'm cooperative, I'm fit, I'm friendly, you know what I'm saying? I'm agreeable, I'm non-combative, I'm very feminine, I'm very submissive. You know what I'm saying? They don't never say that. They always talk about how much they love to travel and about their PhDs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they say, well, I give good sex and stuff. Yes, sex is important to a man, but that's not all we value. And women think that's why they're the prize. And I tell women, your vagina is not special. Your vagina is not special. It's the same slide at the playground. A vagina comes on every model of a woman. And women think that, I got this good and all this other stuff, twerking and stuff. I got that good. But men, we see a woman that basically over-sexualizes herself. And I know that's one of the points. it's not a good look for us. I mean, for them, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So that's so they overinflate their value by their credentials, by their things that don't even matter to us. That's how they inflate their value, and that's how they see themselves in the dating market. They think that they want us to think how they think. Like, if, like, men see, when we say, oh, you're college educated, like, say for instance, a doctor, that's valuable to the man, and that's valuable to him and her, because why? We're providers and protectors. You know what I'm saying? We don't come with inherent value. Nobody tells us our value. We have to find it out on our own, because we're expected to be providers and protectors, you know what I'm saying, and produce for the family. Women mm-hmm. are just there to nurture. We don't need them to survive. They need us to survive. So our value is actually more than theirs. So, yeah, go ahead, Gary. Chaos.
All right, excellent. You know, everybody's valued and everybody's needed. I think because particularly in America, where they want to label it, that male and female relationships, even the necessity, is more beyond to just saying we need each other just for basic things or companionship, or even something that as you need each other for where tasks need to be done. Today, if you look at, and you hear from a lot of women, Sankofa, they say, why do I need a man? I'm going to pay my own bills. I could get my own car, get the things that really normally back in old days, you know, which we're never going to go back to personally, in my opinion, that usually your man provide just enough. You get me? But now because women are able to get these things without much assistance from just a single man or just a man alone, besides government daddy, that, you know, exactly. There's no need for it. So obviously all the other components like companionship, or say I just need a mate and all stuff. I don't want to be alone. I heard mostly from KS say that, well, buy a dog or die alone, you know? I mean, so, you know. Anyway, let's move on to the next.
And, you know, and I want to say this before we move on to the next point. Women aren't taught that a man is valuable to them. And they will say they're independent. They coin independence and all this other stuff as it's a badge of honor, you know what I'm saying? But they cry about there is no good men out there. They cry about, they despise the men that they actually want. They'll say, I don't need a man. But when they go home, the tears are real. Then they get on TikTok and say, oh, I don't need, I want a man. We're all the good men. But out in the streets, you're saying you don't need a man. But it is what it is. It's really backwards. So, but yeah, let's move on to the next point.
All right, hold on. Let me, next point, case in point. Number three, men that simp. Oh, that's it.
Oh, yeah, men that simp. That's what I want to talk about. The reason why our women are delusional, and they think that because they have a lot of guys in their DMs talking about how beautiful they are because they're showing an ass cheek or how they sitting on the sink with their tongue out or they're bent over, they think because all those men that want to have sex with them somehow increases their value, which goes back to point number two. They think that their value is in that. Oh, I got a lot of dudes in my DM. I got this. You ain't shit. I got a lot of men that want to get with me. Yeah, they want to get with you, but they do. How many of them want to marry you? And a lot of simps will lie to women. This is why the game is messed up, and this is why women feel like they don't have to do anything, because simps are making it hard for us to even take back control of our women. And women think that a simp is a real man, a man that will allow them to be on TikTok, Facebook, and showing their ass and doing all this wannabe struggle IG models and stuff. And they think because they get gas station attention that somehow increases their value. You know what I'm saying? Because they get that gas station attention. And these simps are making it actually hard. And a lot of these simps will get with these women, lie to these women, inflate their value or overinflate their confidence, give them fake confidence, and then leave them. And now once the simp leaves, now all men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why women, when they do come across a genuinely good man, they say they think that's a red flag, because you might have a guy that genuinely likes you, want to take care of like a Russell Wilson, but, oh, he's a red flag. I'd rather deal with a Pookie and Ray Ray because at least I know what I'm getting from him. See what I'm saying? Because they done been damaged by these simps so long, so much. Whatever they've been through, you can just really – have you ever been with a woman, man, and you can just smell the last dude on her? Like, you just sense that damage and that turmoil that she went through with that guy, because she basically – talks about it a lot, you know what I'm saying? And that's a turnoff for me. I got to hear about, oh, he was a liar, he was narcissist. And a lot of women, black women, love using that word narcissist. And they don't even know the DSM-5 for psychology to even diagnose somebody with narcissism. You know what I'm saying? I find it very funny, man. So it's really the simping in these comment sections. You know what I'm saying? Over giving these women these fake confidence. And really, they just want to fuck you.
Oh, wow. Well, I can't deny that. Because, you know, nowadays, ladies want to, you know, have their fun, you know. Hell, look at, well, I'm going to say that after all these points, that they just want a hot girl summer up, you know, have so many bodies. And trust me, it's easy for ladies to get bodies now, if you think about Sankofa, that they'll just run the body count, you know, screwing, sucking the effing everything. And once, you know, the phone stop ringing, the attention maybe stops. They said, okay, I'm ready now to settle down. I think I had enough of my taste of cums.
Yep, exactly, man. And that's where the real pain begins. Once they hit that wall, they don't realize, you know what I'm saying, that how many the guys that they slept with have really just used their bodies. And, you know, women hold DNA in, so they're taking on the personalities of every man they done been with. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they cannot truly bond with a real man, because they basically done been used up. They done ride the CC. Like Coach Greg Adams said, they done ride the cock carousels, and when they hit that wall, that's it. You know, when they don't realize it until it's too late. And see, that's our problem. Women think that they have a lot of time. They think they got all the time in the world to play around. But a man don't want a used car. You know what I'm saying? And then we don't really only like the car. I mean, it's a used car. I'd rather have a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And that's why men date younger, because their body's a little bit fresher. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. So.
And don't forget, they don't got so much of the trauma that they're going to go through. Unless they've gone through before they reach so-called adulthood. Yeah. Which is very rare nowadays. I mean, women go through, young girls that go become women, is either in the family mess them up or someone else before they even get to adult age. Ain't that something?
18, yeah, 20. Unfortunately, that's sad that it happens. That's unfortunate. But we get shamed for wanting something fresher, more newer. Oh, y'all are pedophiles because y'all want a woman that's like y'all like a woman that's 22 years old. I'm 38. So say for instance, I want somebody that's 22 and I'm 38. Oh, I get deemed as a pedophile because I don't want her. You know what I'm saying?
At times, I don't know if I could agree with that. And the reason why, because this is my thing with how we move as a community. Shaming tactic is only designed today, from the last decade, I mean, from the last century, now moving on to this 21st century, is only a tool used to shame males. That is it. There's no even playing field or another of the nature of shaming goes both sides for a reason. It keeps people in their place. It keeps them, you know, centered, so they don't go around and do some off the wall stuff. I mean, I had a conversation of one lady about the church, and I told her, you know, my issue with the church is shaming is not brought back to the point where now if you see a whole large portion of your males, unless they're married, or they might be looking for a woman for some, you know, goodies. There's not a lot of men in the black church, Sankofa. There's not a lot at all. Because they know, said when they go to, it's like they're going to point the finger at the men and they're going to keep gaslighting over the scripture of what women should be doing if we are really following this so-called Christian faith, which we're not going to. There's not a religious channel tonight, but that's how the game plays. So I'm leaving on that. Moving on to the next point. Case in point, unless you have something to say. Before we move on to the next case in point.
No, we can move on to the next one.
All right, good. Make sure y'all like the stream, guys. Share it. Okay. Next one. Number 4. Over-sexualization of black women. This is a good one.
Yeah, man. It's got to the point, you know what I'm saying, where... Because I remember in the 80s, 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
When women left little to the imagination. Then you got to the 90s. They started kind of being a little bit more revealing, and then like 2000, on up to now, it's just like there's nothing left to the imagination. Yeah. But see, this is the problem. This is what society and social media has done to our women, has told them that they're not beautiful unless they strip off all their clothes. This is why Black women have no issue over sexualizing themselves, but then get mad when we look at them or we view them as sex objects or we want to smash. I mean, you got to make that make sense, because you're out here, you were just twerking 2 minutes ago, but then when I say, hey, babe, let's go back to the room and let's mess around, I'm not no hoe. You know what I'm saying? But you sure got a whole uniform on. So really, it's Black women, they over-sexualizing themselves because nobody's making them take them sexy pictures on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and nobody's making them do that. They're doing it on their own, and that's where they get their validation. I swear, if the simps stop liking and being in the comment section simping and talking about how beautiful they are, I guarantee these women probably jump off a bridge because they're going to feel like they don't have no value. If all the simps just boycotted all these sexy pictures and videos and stuff, they just quit commenting on them, these women probably would jump off the bridge, because that's where they get their validation from. They get their attention. They women love attention. You know what I'm saying? So they over-sexualize themselves so they can feel good about themselves. It's a dopamine hit. And women don't realize that that's not a good thing. Go ahead, G.
All right. Let me just come do some multitask right now. To add on sexualization, yeah, you think at times there should be some to the imagination, so if people or the man feels somewhat curious of what he might be expecting, but that's no more in the works. The internet now, I think, destroys the fantasy of things, and here's why. We all know when we're young, it was hard to get a way to watch any form of sex on video. If you're born in a certain era, like 70s or 80s especially, unless somebody had money to buy like either DVDs, actually the cassette tapes, or even
the closest thing to porn was a softcore like HBO, Cinemax back in the 90s.
Yeah, 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 correct. Yeah. And at the time you had to pay for that. People didn't have money at the time. So if you had the right TV where you switch on to the right signal, you could see some remnants of it, but you can't really see it all because it's so bad. Anyway, let's moving on. Number 5, Black women are taught to not need a man and become independent.
Yeah. They have been taught, if they go back to what I was talking about in point number one, they have been taught to focus on themselves and not worry, because who's the most enrolled in America, in school? Black women are the most enrolled, but they have the most debt. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, so, majority of them don't always finish school too.
Exactly. About 47% drop out. 47% of Black women drop out of school. They're the most enrolled, but they're the most in debt, and they're the most dropouts. You know what I'm saying? So even though, say for instance, a chick go to, and this is not only that, they choose the least, they choose the most useless degrees. You know what I'm saying? They don't go for, like, it's very few, like 2% of Black women are lawyers. You know what I'm saying? They choose the most useless degree.
Oh, is that small?
Yeah, my sister's a lawyer. She told me the percentage of how many Black women.
But before you go on, Senko, what degrees are Black women really holding? Because they said that they're in school, but last time I checked, what degree are you getting that society really, really needs? I never got a really answer for that.
And a lot of these women, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these women will get these like communication degrees or English degree or degree in criminal justice, which is a useless degree. But they don't even finish that. They rather do eyelash business. They get these little businesses, like these little eyelash businesses, you know what I'm saying? T-shirt businesses, soap businesses. These little businesses that's not going to really hold any weight because they're barely going to make $10,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? On this stuff, if their product is even good. You see what I'm saying? So they get these degrees to not even utilize them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these women, a lot of our black women are misguided by their mothers, by these Generation X mothers. You know what I'm saying? That was twerking at the back that thing up, back that ass up videos and stuff like that. Now they're telling their daughters, go to college and all this other stuff, but they don't graduate. They end up getting pregnant by Pookie or Ray Ray. You know what I'm saying? And then they become single mothers, and then they want to try to go back to school to be a nurse, which I agree with KS when he said the nurses are the worst women to date.
And can you unpack that, why Kevin said that personally?
Well, because number one, it's the time. They're not going to have time for a marriage or a relationship. Number two, the woman is going to feel like she's better than him. She's going to feel like she's a doctor when she's just a simple nurse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the degrees. Like, I'm talking to a woman now. She's a RN right now, but I guarantee if I stay with her long enough, I'm a nurse. I'm this, I'm that. They think that profession actually makes them more than what they really are. You know what I'm saying? And the time, you know what I'm saying? She's talking about working, like she told me today, she said, I might have to work 80 some hours a week. And she said, but I don't want to because I want to try to have a healthy relationship with you. And I want to spend time with my boys. Now I got two children. She got four boys, you know what I'm saying? Which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of men date single mothers, but I have no issue with a single mother, but the time. And I even told her, I said, look, if your time is going to be more away from me, then you don't need to date. You need to wait till the boys are out of school, out of the house before you start dating. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, being a nurse for a black woman is really not a good thing because black women are easily stressed. They get stressed so quickly. They don't have any patience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's the problem. That's a lot. So.
I can't, personally, I don't know if I could deal with an impatient woman. If you're impatient, just keep pushing. I think most men got to have more of a standard.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say, yeah, and I want to, you know, talk about they've been taught not to need a man, but to want a man. Because, like they say, they think that their box has all the power in the world, that it's magic, and that, you know, a man needs them. And see, I remember I used to preach that black woman is God, so I quit doing that stuff because that was simping.
That was Thank God, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, I've never told you to don't do it, but as I've, to me, how I look at things now, how the climate is shaping for us people, especially as men, the last you want to do is bolster or boost someone's inflated ego that already has disdainful hate and no respect for you.
Yeah, but then...
As he gets Mike back. Okay. All right, as he gets Mike back.
Oh, yeah, I got my mic back. You gonna lock the door.
Okay.
But yeah, so, yeah, when they've been taught that, you know what I'm saying, they can do everything on their own. But they see, women fail to realize that the cars that they drive, the cars that they drive, the phones that they use, the buildings that they go to work in, the roads that they drive on was made by men. You know what I'm saying? They think it's a woman's world because everybody panders to them. Everybody coddles them, you know? The system, even the laws, and we're going to get into that too. The laws are geared towards them. They'll weaponize police. You know what I'm saying? When, say, for instance, they get into it with their dude, right? All they got to do is, like, call the police, and guess who's going to show up? A man. So... So they don't realize, they think that they don't need a man until it's time for them, because if they transmission go out or they get a flat tire on the side of the road, you know what I'm saying, bent rim, who they gonna call? AAA. And more, 9 times out of 10, a man is gonna show up. If a woman shows up, she's gonna be like, I don't know if you can help me. You know what I'm saying? There was a lady in Minnesota that got upset, said she was gonna sue the department for her because she was going through a domestic violence situation. I'm gonna try to find that article. But she said she was going to sue Minnesota Police Department or Minneapolis or whatever city it was in Minnesota. She said, yeah, she said, don't send no woman to my door. Send a man to my door when I call y'all, you know. So women, some women actually don't, they don't realize they need us until they actually need us. So
Only it's like when danger happens, take hammer, break window. And where the window embarks, I'm in. Anyway, let's keep going. Number six, the emasculation of the black man, or emasculization of the black man. This one's a good one.
Yeah, so basically, you know, women grown up in a single parent household, a lot of our women will tell their boys, you know what I'm saying, or they would hit their boys and tell their boys not to be a cry, you're a punk if you, you know what I'm saying, you cry, and they tell us to hold in our emotions, but also want us to be, they teach us to be weak as well. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell us what makes us strong is weak. Like crying, like I don't see a problem with a man crying because we're human. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We're taught to be strong, but we're also taught to be weak at the same time. And then they'll basically talk down on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever been in an argument with a woman? Say for instance, chaos, like, you done dick this woman down real good, and you know what I'm saying? But you piss her off. Now she finna try to talk about you, try to emasculate you, mess, talk about your man, talking about you ain't shit, this and that. I done had that happen to me before. You know what I'm saying? They try to emasculate you through their words. And then if you jump up and hit them, because some men will take that shit personally and hit and knock a bitch out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they really make us more emotional. Like a lot of dudes nowadays, I've seen mothers hit their sons in the store. Now, I'm out of uniform. I can't really do anything. But I've seen, get your stupid ass over here. You ain't nothing. You don't be just like your daddy. You little girl and all this other stuff. Yeah. Like, they just really just tear us down. And we're not supposed to do anything because they're women. You know what I'm saying? So they basically thought, like, it's like we cannot have any say-so. Like, we cannot be men. They want us to be men, but not be men. You know what I'm saying? And then if we try to be men, oh, it's toxic masculinity. If we have rules and regulations and structure in our ratio, oh, it's toxic masculinity. He's controlling. That's emasculation right there, because they don't want no structure. They want to be in a relationship and still do single shit. I told my girl, I said, you're not going to do single shit while you with me. Facts. Remember told my ex-girl, he's controlling. I said, but don't you want a real man? I need a woman to come up on stage and or call in and say, tell me what a real man is. See, that's the point. We don't know what a real man is because we have not been taught to be real men. So how can we know what one is when we never been taught to be one? Yeah. They kept it from us. Now we have to learn from KS, Andrew Tate, all the greats, Alpha Male Strategies, you know what I'm saying? To know what a real man is, you know what I'm saying? And a real man wants order, structure, you know what I'm saying? And no chaos. See, we don't like chaos. Women like order out of chaos.
Oh, yes. And I'm here to bring this order in which the world you live in today, or the order in which the world you live in today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am.
Man. I know this conversation is going to raise some eyebrows, going to trigger some women. I know they probably at their little Christmas party, you know what I'm saying? If they are listening, ladies, we're here to tell you what you need to know and not what you want to hear. Simps tell you what you want to hear. Real men tell you what you need to know.
Facts. All right. Moving on. Next. Number seven. Hold on. Yep. Masculization in the black woman. Or masculinity in black women. Sorry.
Masculinity in black women. This goes, I'm going to give you an example. My sisters, I got a 26-year-old sister. Mind you, I'm 38. So I got a 26-year-old sister, middle sister, and I got a 22 younger sister. She's the baby girl. What happened is, it's like women feel like that just because they're women, we're not supposed to check them. So when we try to check them, they're like, you ain't going to do that to me. I'm not listening to you. Fuck you, nigga, blah, 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 blah. They got this. Mm-hmm. This disdain towards authority when it comes to being under man. But mind you, I'm going to bring up the whole religion thing. A lot of, like, my sisters, they're Christians and stuff like that. A lot of women that are masculine, talking about they're not going to submit to a man, but they say they're Christian, they want a God-fearing man. But what if that God-fearing man wants you to submit to them? He'll pull the Bible out. The scripture says you're supposed to submit to the man like the man submit to the church or to God. They don't even, it's like I said, it's convenient Christianity. It's convenient religion. You know what I'm saying? And the masculinity is where women, they are very combative. When you try to tell them something, say for instance, you're in a relationship and you try to say, hey, babe, I think this is not a good financial move. We might need to wait to take this trip. Oh, you just broke. Fuck you, nigga. I'll go by myself. Or if you tell her, no, you cannot go out looking like that. Go put some clothes on. Be a little bit more decent. Respect yourself. Man, fuck you, nigga. You don't tell me you ain't buy my clothes. That's masculinity right there. You know what I'm saying? A woman that acts harder than a man. A woman that talks about fighting and shit, just like on Real Housewives. That's the if you ain't seen Real Housewives of Atlanta, Georgia, whatever, of Atlanta, LA, and all that stuff, that's an example of masculinity. And it does not make a woman look good. And it's funny how our women will be masculine towards us, but they submit to that white boss they go to every day and work. When a white man's money's on the line, yo, you're submissive. When you come home, I gotta hear your mouth. I gotta be in an argument with you and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So these women don't even know what submissive. They see the color purple has really got, and feminism. The color purple and feminism goes hand in hand. Is the key ingredients, the salt and pepper in this food we call modern women. That's the feminism and the color purple is the salt and pepper. in the modern woman's mindset. You know what I'm saying? But they'll submit to that white boss when their money's on the line. That white boss will say, you need to get to work right now. Yes, boss, I'm sorry. Oh, you'll submit to him. You come home, you combat it with me. A woman that calls me bro, if a woman calls you bro, me and just out there listening on YouTube, if a woman calls you bro, leave her alone. Leave her alone. If she drives a muscle car, leave her alone. You can tell a lot about a woman by the car she drives. If she's in a muscle car, she's masculine. Now if she drives a Nissan Altima or she drives a Honda Civic, she's a more sassy, but she's gonna give you a little femininity. If she drives a Jeep Grand Cherokee, then she's very feminine. You know what I'm saying? You can tell a lot. Bro. If she got a big dog, then she's feminine. But if she got a small dog, that means she's masculine. So it's really weird, but I can really pick up on women's vibes by the things that they do. Go ahead, bro.
You know, it's funny you mentioned all that. That the type of vehicles or things that they have in their possession, it determines if they're either feminine or masculine, which I never put thought to, but that's something to examine. And that's for all you young dudes or dudes at a certain age that, you know, these things you might have to pay attention to detail personally, you know. But that's good. That's good. All right. Next one. Number 8. Black women focus on degrees and getting the bag over marriage. That's a good one. I gotta hear this.
Oh, yeah. See, women, they prioritize them getting to where it's stable because, like KS said, women operate off of fear. So if they feel like their degree is going to basically kind of like set them for life, and like we said before in the previous points, those degrees that they get are useless. A lot of these degrees are useless. So when they realize that degree ain't cutting it, they're going to do these little lashes and stuff. So when, like, my sisters, for example, my baby sister's becoming a lawyer. Mama didn't teach her how to be a wife. My mama just, as soon as she graduated, she had to get out and go to college. Mama told her, stay in your books. Leave them little boys alone. Don't focus on them boys. But a woman's nature is to want to be protected. A woman's nature is to want to be loved by a man. But when you condition a woman to not focus on being a wife, and focus on getting a degree. That degree is useless. That degree does not build legacy. And when a woman is more focused on college versus her learning how to be a wife, like what man wants on the job training? Like a woman should already know how to be a wife before she even get married. You know what I'm saying? And for you Christians out there, like me and Chaos, we know the Bible. They always say, well, he's so fine, the wife found a good thing and all this other shit. But none of you women are wise because
y'all heard about this.
Yeah. And I heard a woman on Clubhouse saying that she's going to get it tatted. Proverbs 18:22 is going to get it tatted on her. but you're not a wife. Okay. Because you talk about how much damn degrees you got. You know what I'm saying? That does not make you valuable in a relationship. What makes a woman valuable is if she can add, if she's a liability or an asset. Men are looking for, we're looking at, like, even if we take a woman with kids, like even the woman I'm dating right now, she has 4 kids, right? So I'm looking at, is this going to be a liability or an asset? So far, I'm not getting anything right now as far as, like, we haven't even had sex or anything yet. But she's feminine, you know what I'm saying? She's showing. But it's like that in the beginning, though, you know what I'm saying? It's like that in the beginning. See, I got my own apartment, but she wants us to live together. She finna buy a house. She wants me to move in with the house, but I just got my apartment. I just moved back from San Antonio. So I don't know, man, but her boys, I've talked with her boys. They're very respectful. They don't seem, but at the same time, man, really it is a liability because she done wasted her, like she even told me that if her mom hadn't told her to just focus on school and this and that, then she would have made a better choice than me, because when you're trying to focus on something that's really not going to substantiate you in the long run, and then you're trying to date at the same time, you're gonna miss out. A woman's not gonna vet a man properly if she got fucking nursing on her mind, or law on her mind, or criminal justice on her mind, math on her mind. She's just gonna get that nut, possibly get pregnant, because a lot of people don't use condoms in college. You know, as I know when I was in college, I know motherfuckers go fucking, and I ain't seen no condom in the trash can, so I know they was doing some stuff, but
they were skit. They were shooting up that club.
This is why we have single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And back to your point, a lot of them get pregnant in school. They have to drop out. They can't finish. Some of them even get pregnant before they even go to school. They get pregnant in high school.
Mm.
So that's why it's very important that we have both parent households. Women push the men out for the most part. They push us out. And, you know, and it keeps us from actually raising our children, our offspring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, see, women, they know what marriage is, but they don't know how to be married. They don't know how to be wives. But they know how to be a goddamn lawyer. They can tell you anything about the law, or they can tell you anything about the human anatomy. They put more focus on that. They can tell you about, what's another degree? Communications, they can tell you about criminal justice or whatever, but they can't tell you what entails a wife. What is a wife? I guess a wife is cooking and cleaning and taking care of her family. Yeah, that's part of it. But what else comes with it? They don't know. A lot of women don't know. They don't know. They never mention feminine, friendly, fit, submissive, cooperative, agreeable, this and that. You know what I'm saying? They don't never mention that. They thinking being a wife is cooking and cleaning. You know what I'm saying? But they feel like they don't have to anything to offer. They don't have to offer a man anything. You know what I'm saying? So, but they can tell you anything about college. They can brag about their college days. They can brag about they was in sororities, but they cannot tell you what it means to be a wife.
Interesting. Very interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I just saw some news popped up on here.
You know, I wish we was on TRS tonight, man. I know we would have been
cooking. Yeah. We're not gonna talk. We ain't gonna talk about that. Screw that for now. All right, next point. Number 9. Okay with losing in the dating market and having a defeated mindset.
Black women, I know a lot of people haven't really heard of that, but I've noticed that. Because black women is like, well, if I can't, say for instance, a lot of, you know, we know that 90 to 99% of, now I would say 90% or 95% of women are going after the same guy. The guy that makes 6 figures, 6 feet tall, 6-inch penis, 6-pack abs. They're all going for the one top 10% of guys. And only 1 to 2%, maybe 1.5% of black men that are in that tax bracket and in that good looking, that tall, dark, and handsome, or Trey Songz looking, whatever you want to look. So women will get on. I know you watch Kendra G show, right? Shout out to Kendra G. Y'all go over there, support her.
No, I'm not really. I don't focus on that show. That show is a crap and it's ratchet in itself. I would do some reactionaries to that show, But personally, no, I would not. I would.
Right. So when we looking, so when a black woman says, well, if I can't find a man I want, I'm just going to be single then. You know what I'm saying? If he can't love me how I want, then I'm just going to be single then. Instead of competing for a man, they rather just say, fuck it, I'm going to give up. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to compete for a man. They rather lose to other races of women versus saying that I'm going to do better. I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to clean up my act. I'm going to be more submissive. I'm going to be friendly. You know what I'm saying? They rather just lose. And it's sad how our women will tell us we should just put up with their mental health, their bad mental health. Well, if he can't have me, take. If he can't, I need a real man to handle me. No man wants to be with a woman that he has to handle. That's like a child. They put themselves in a child's mindset when they say shit like that. But if they don't get what they want, then they just say fuck it. Then they want to try to get on TikTok and shame men that go overseas, like the Passport Bros. They want to shame men talking about you going over there. They gonna act like they want you. They just use you for a visa. But black women, don't you use men over here all the time? Don't y'all be having tricks and shit, using men for cars and stuff over here? Y'all not doing nothing that they doing. You know what I'm saying? So they want to shame Passport Bros. Because it's not that black men, we're race loyal, but we're not going to sit back and wait on our women to act right. No other race of women say, well, I'm just going to give up then. No, they're competing for their men. They compete for their men. Black women is the only one that don't compete for us. But they'll compete for their degree. They'll compete for their nursing job. They'll compete for their doctrine. You know what I'm saying? They'll compete for that, but they won't compete for their men. But at the same time, they want us to protect them. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say they have a defeated mindset. They're okay with losing. Like, you got 40-year-old women on the Kendra G show. Shout out to Kendra G again. They will say, well, if I can't, well, Kendra G will ask them, like, well, what if you can't find this man? She's like, well, I just be single. Then I just say, fuck it. I just die alone. You know, that's a defeated mentality. It's fear and defeat. They're okay with it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. As you're going on and I'm looking through the social media, I've noticed that one person was complaining about how Nick Cannon got so many baby mamas with so many kids and everybody's getting their feelings about Meg Thee Stallion. And I'm thinking, other non-black men like Elon Musk, I did not know he had more than two baby mamas. This is some new information. That's some new shit. But why is it they focus on the black man and what he does with his dick? Now, mind you, if you got more kids with different women, you better be able to afford some. And last time check, he's a millionaire over again. So obviously he should be, and let's be honest, they said on the average, from 0 to 18, you're going to be spending roughly over $250,000 on a child, right? Right? And
yeah,
he's millionaire over many times. So I'm not sure what type of lifestyle these stupid chicks think in their delusion. Like, this man millionaire, so that means you're not going to do nothing? You're going to sit on your ass? What?
Yeah, I seen a TikTok video where one woman says that a real man works hard 7 days a week, come home, take care of the kids, come home and cooks, and come home and take care of her.
Can you repeat that again?
She said a real man is going to work 7 days a week, come home, take care of the kids, come home and take care of her. That's a real man. And she ain't got to do nothing. I forgot what TikTok that was on, but it was on Didi.
Bro. Shout out to Didi. You got you. Like I said, send to me for Messenger. Send me all this junk. I'm going to probably do some content. If you could do this for me, you know? And if you find, just send it to me. Look at it. If you think it's worthy, I will look at it. Cool?
All right. That's a bit.
All right. Let's move on. Number 10. Thinking that they have time to waste.
This goes back to the wall. When they're in their 20s, they're focusing on their careers and partying and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, I got all the time in the world. I'll settle down when I'm in my 30s and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that they are decreasing in value. Because if they see, this is the mentality that a lot of these modern women have, that they can just do whatever they want in their prime, but then expect the guy to accept them when they're not in their prime. They'll look, you know, like that's why I go back to the point before, where a lot of men want younger women because they have less traumatic, they have less mileage, less trauma to their bodies. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I'm saying, somebody done went through some kind of, you know what I mean? But yeah, they think they have time to waste. And their clock is ticking because we can produce. We can produce them up until we're dead, right? But a woman is born with her ammunition, with the egg she's going to get. That's why, you know, Kendra G, has frozen her eggs. You know what I'm saying? And I like how Corey Holcomb said, shout out to Corey Holcomb, go check out 5150 Show. Corey Holcomb said, you going to thaw them out? He said, they going to thaw out. And I thought that was so funny. Megan Good froze her eggs instead of procreating with her husband. She was married, and she didn't even want to procreate with Defron Franklin. And that brings me to another point, too, that I forgot to put on there. When women say they want a God-fearing man, and this is, I'm going to be brief with this point. I'm going to get back to the time. Mm-hmm. When they say they want a God-fearing man, they get one, and they get repulsed by him because he's preaching the word to them. But that's another point. So back to my original point. They feel like they have time to waste, you know? And these older women, these mothers, are telling them that they got time, that it's okay. I said, Mama, she ain't got much time. My mom first thought I was talking about she was going to die. I said, no, Mama, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about she's going to fix her attitude now, or it's never going to be fixed, and she's going to be an old auntie. She's going to be an old auntie with gray hair at the age of 30-something. With a mole coming out of her face and some chin hairs because of how she act. Her life been done passed her by because she's masculine. You know what I'm saying? They feel like it's okay to do these things in their prime. But men, but see, women want us in our prime, our financial prime, because we don't go to women and say, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to spend my money while I'm in my 20s. And then when I turn 30, that's when I'm going to start saving. Men don't think that way.
Yeah, you're right.
See what I'm saying? It's not, see, that's the kind of equivalent to a man saying that. Oh, I'm just going to spend all my money right now. But then when I turn 30, I'm going to save it. Women have that mentality with their bodies. Oh, I'm just going to ride the CC until I'm 30. Then I'm going to find a simp to settle down with. I'm going to find me a Russell Wilson. Nobody has time. I mean, we get better as we age. Women get worse as they age. Hmm. Our value increases, their value decreases. And that's the truth. Hmm. I yield my mic.
All right. Make sure you guys like this. Like the stream, like always. Share it as well. Sharing is caring. Likes are free. And always, you know, anybody that want to be part of the room, you know what it is. At pinging. But anyway. What's next? Number 11. Choosing the wrong man, then blaming all men for their bad, and I mean bad, choices.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the big one, man. Oh, man. It goes back to where I was talking about how women will say, these men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? All men ain't stuff. But it's the men that they choose. And when we say it's the man that they choose, that's when they want to generalize all of us. But this is the problem. Back to my last point. They might have a guy that was in college. He might look a little nerdy. You know what I'm saying? Might look like a little Steve Urkel or whatever. But he really liked her, right? But she's like, no. Let me give you a better example. Forrest Gump. Jeannie did not want Forrest Gump until she was about to die. And she gave him Peter.
Damn, Sanders. I remember that. I did remember that.
You know what I mean? That's the example of women feeling like they have time. Watch Forrest Gump again and pay attention to Jenny. Forrest Gump stood by that woman's side, and she knew he was slow. She knew he was slow.
And he had a lot of money.
Yeah, he had a lot of money. Yeah, that's what she said. Forrest, come save me. She was at Forrest's door. After she done rode the cock carousels, you know what I'm saying? Done rode the horse, the heroin pony, all that shit. When she got done doing all that shit, she came back to him and married him.
No, actually, she asked to get married. While she had his baby, if that's his baby, let's keep it real.
Right. Let's keep it real.
Let's have this conversation. Let's keep it real. Do we think that that's Forrest Gump's son?
Hell no. She probably got pregnant months before she moved back. And I think that I only think that was Forrest's child, man. And that's why the next episode is gonna be mandatory DNA testing. I know this has already been but mandatory DNA testing. I don't care if I'm married to you, I'm still gonna, while you sleep, I'm getting a DNA test.
It's nice, baby. It's nice, sweetie. The pussy is sweet, but I gotta get a DNA test. I should go look at you. Oh, how dare you? How could you? You think I'm a whore? The answer is yes.
Yes.
No, you gotta go, yes.
Yes, exactly. You're a whore until proven innocent.
And to find out the DNA test, I am not the father. Deuces! Now, everybody say you can't deuce it because you might be married. You might claim the child as yours. And I'm saying we're not getting to the details of that yet. Stay tuned to the Chaos Rain channel or Chaos Rain podcast here on the Clubhouse side of things. Anyway, moving forward.
We gotta finish the porn on the so they're bad choices, right? See, that's what it goes back to the college days. They don't put a lot of trauma and miles on their body with the wrong guy. And you know what I find funny, Chaos, is why do women let the Pookies and Ray Rays hit it for free, but then want to make good guys like us jump through hoops? Oh, I'm waiting till marriage. Oh, when was the last time you was intimate with somebody? Oh, I'm not going to answer that question. Or if they do tell you, oh, it was like 2 months ago. I said, well, why you didn't make him wait? Well, it was just a vibe. I felt a vibe. Women always think that they're vibes. They always think they're vibes. So basically, because these women got to understand, they got to get out the delusional mindset. Ain't no man finna wait till marriage. You take sex off the table, prepare to die alone. That's just like me saying, I'm not going to spend my resources on you until we marry. What you think a woman would say to that? Well, we go out to dinner. You got to pay for yours, I'm going to pay for mine.
We're going Dutch.
Every time we're going to go Dutch until we marry. I'm taking my resources off the table. And this is another funny thing, man. And I know this is going to be kind of off topic. Well, it's kind of on topic. When you ask a woman, how much does a man have to make to be with you? Well, money don't matter to me as long as he can take care of himself. So you mean to tell me if a man lives by himself, he lives in his apartment, you live in yours, and if you ask him for money, he don't give it to you, then what? You're not going to give him no sex? See what I'm saying? So when some women say they don't care about it, that's cap. That's all cap. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? But like I said, all these bad choices, they don't share things. Women, the only thing women can give us the highest honor is giving us a child. That's the only thing women really have to offer is giving us a child. That's the highest honor that a woman can give a man. It's a duplicate of himself. Mm-hmm. But they procreate with guys that don't want to be fathers. They reproduce with guys they know that are not husband material because he got the big D, he got swag. Oh, I'm gonna fuck him, but I'm not gonna make marriage a requirement until my 30s and I thought I'd rode the cock carousel. This is why men do not choose to date single mothers. Now, I said I'm dating a single mother. I'm talking to a single mother. I have not had sex with her. I haven't even met her. We FaceTime. So I can't just say all men do not date single mothers. She found another. Hell yeah, that's a game changer. She got a fat ass, pretty face. That's a game changer. Come in, we love, we like sex. So yeah, it could be a game changer. But if I was a man with no kids, I wouldn't talk to her. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. And even as a man with kids, I still got to vet her and see if she's her and her kids are a liability or an asset. See what I'm saying? That's one thing. Like, I did not learn it from my mom's husband. I had to learn this stuff later in life. I would have never made the choices I made. So for you, if you're young, if you're 18, you're listening to us on YouTube or whatever, on the radio, please heed to what I'm talking about.
I hear something.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. That's, they make bad choices, but make you pay for their mistakes. They automatically, in their mind, see, it goes back to the defeated mindset. Women, when women get in relationships, they already talk about the end of it. Well, if it don't work
out. The exit plan.
Yeah, the exit plan. Yeah. Well, if it don't work out, then I guess we will. If it don't work out, I guess we won't. This and that. I only know you for 2 days. You're already saying we're not going to work out. Like, you're already saying that, you don't think that this is going to go anywhere. But are you, say for instance, she gives me the sex and it's good to her, right? Women still going to have, who are you talking to? I bet you one of them cheating type dudes, huh? Like, if you thought that, then why the hell did you give me the draws if you was thinking that already? Mm-hmm. Now it's all coming out. Now you automatically think I'm going to cheat on you because of what Tyrone did. No pun intended, Tyrone. or Pookie Ray Ray did, you know? Mm-hmm. So they make all these bad choices. And like I said, they develop these personalities with these different men. And I tell what do you
call split personalities? It's like some split personalities. Dude.
Right. And I tell women, they get mad at me when I say this, especially on BLK. I said, You're not going to do no better than your father, your baby father. It's better to be with your baby father. Because a lot of these women will say, well, I don't want to be my baby dad because he was abusive. Well, was the police called? No. Then basically that's... And I hate that sketchy shit. That's some sketchy stuff. If this man is whooping on you, choking you, beating you, and the police wasn't called, that's some sketchy shit. Because a lot of times these women probably be provoking these dudes to hit them. Let's talk about it. Let's be real. A lot of you women out there, y'all provoke men to hit you. And this goes back to the choosing the wrong guy. You know what I'm saying? But you give it to Russell Wilson, he doesn't hit you. Oh, he's boring. He's lame. He too nice. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And women in their 30s are still making bad choices in men. And then they don't even care themselves. Like, why? So how can we take, like this chick I was dating before I started talking to this chick. She gave me sex on the first day. She paid for the meal. I was in the place. She said, no, I got it. So we go back to my apartment. I'm smashing. She told me to take my clothes off. And now she wondered why I didn't take her serious because you gave it to me on the first date. Now I know a lot of women are going to say, well, ain't that what men want? Yes, but no at the same time. Because if I'm dating you with intent to be for a long-term relationship and you just give it to me up the first day I met you, I'm not going to take you seriously. Mm-hmm. It's about... With men, it's about, knowing when to, it's about really proving yourself to us that you're wives. Because I'm like this, if you gave it up to me on a first date, I know you ain't do it to another guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I know it's kind of confusing to women, but we don't take women that give it to us on the first date seriously.
Okay.
So, and it goes to a woman leading with her body. She leads with her body. And that's really, it's a turn on sexually, but it's a turn off mentally. If that makes sense.
It makes some sense. It makes sense.
Hey, Gary, go to commercial break. I got an incoming call.
Yeah, go do that. Let everybody chill and sit back. Make sure I like this, share this, etc. This is the Chaos Reign podcast edition on C-Dub, C-H, Clubhouse. One thing, as we're waiting, let me pin my links for people to follow me. Let me see what I'm gonna pin first. Actually, I could do this. Hold on, guys.
All right, I'm back.
You're back? All right. Go ahead, continue on as I find one of my links so people can follow me. Go ahead.
Testing.
Yeah, go ahead. Come try and find some. Go ahead.
All right, what's the next point?
Oh, where's the next point? Hold on, guys. Sorry. The next point, number 12, victimhood and lack of accountability. Oh, that's a good one. This is a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah, victimhood. Like, for example, if you and a woman are arguing, right? She basically will try to tear you down, or if she's losing, when a woman's losing an argument, she'll try to tear you down, and or even try to push on you and hit on you. As soon as you hit her or you react, now she's going to weaponize the police against you. You know what I'm saying? And if something happens to the man in an altercation with the police, then she's not going to take accountability for it, because she's not going to tell the whole story. She's not going to tell what she did. A lot of times, when women don't want to take accountability because they know it makes them look bad. And a woman's duty to herself is not to make herself look bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they love to play victim. You know what I'm saying? That's where the shaming comes in at. That's their defense mechanism, playing victim. Shame, insult, guilt, and the need to be right. You know what I'm saying? They don't take accountability. Oh, I was young and dumb. Oh, it was his fault. He shouldn't have lied to me. Oh, I didn't know he was an F boy. You knew he was an F boy when you met him. You knew he was an F boy.
Mm-hmm.
When you met him. But you're not gonna say that you had a part. It's like when women get in these situations, they don't it's like they just take themselves out of the equation, they take the man out of the equation, like they did it by herself or something like that, you know. Like, they'll blame the man for her choices. You know what I'm saying? That's no accountability. You know what I'm saying? And if we, just say for instance, if we hit a woman, oh, well, I hit her because she made me hit her. No, because we know better not to hit a woman, because we'll take accountability for that, right?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
But women won't take accountability for the shit that they do. So, mm-hmm. And the society has told them they can play the victim. They can be victims. They can weaponize police. They can weaponize other women to go up against the man, mm-hmm. without even saying, what did you do wrong? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by that.
Okay. Good. All right. Victor, and you know one thing? We know that women don't like accountability, and the only people that really give accountability and check other women at this point is hopefully other women. I'm not saying men can't do it, but there's too much pushback, there's too much resent, and let's be honest, they don't see black men of any substance to really take any word seriously in their mind. So that's why they give you such the bitch face, the attitude. All of the above, you know. No respect in that day. Anyway, the last point, number 13, lack of fitness and poor eating habits.
Yeah, it goes back.
This is going to be triggering.
So a lot of like Lizzo. Let's talk about Lizzo. Lizzo give these women fake confidence, pseudo confidence, saying it's okay to be a big girl. It's okay to be unhealthy and walk up the stairs. It's okay to be short of breath when you're trying to walk upstairs and about to die of a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to eat a bunch of McDonald's. But if a man don't accept that, then he's not a real man if he don't accept your blubber.
My God.
He's supposed to love them rolls.
You gotta make love to them rolls. You know what I'm saying? That sweat.
You gotta make love to them rolls. You gotta make love to even rolls got a hole. You know what I'm saying?
So, bro.
You know, if you ever looked at a woman back and it like some ham wrapped in twine.
No.
We supposed to love that shit.
I'm good, dude.
I like big girls that are curvy. I ain't gonna lie. I love a thick, sexy woman, but oh, there's a limit now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a woman like a busted can of biscuits. You know? You look at my PTR, I'm in shape. You know what I'm saying? So I want me a woman that's thick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a woman that's sloppy big. You know what I'm saying? When she jiggle, when she wiggle. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want all that. But women can shame a man. But see, it's going to be triggering. But they shame a man for being short. Or he's too short. You know what I'm saying? Something we can't really do nothing. I'm not a short guy. I'm 6 foot. But for the guys that are shorter than me, men get shamed. Oh, he's too short. Or he too broke. He don't have enough swag. You know what I'm saying? But when we say, well, you're not fit. You're fat. You know, like Kevin saying, when he play his women get mad at that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you body shame me.
You're body shaming me. So what do we have for the short bed? Oh, you're short shaming me. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can have standards, but we can't. You know what I'm saying? They're poor eating habits. They eat women. That's why women don't know how to cook, because they used to eating out all the time. They're, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It'd be more women in line at these fast food restaurants than men. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I know I was dating a chick. I'm like, ain't you gonna cook? She like, no, I guess we'll eat out. I'm too tired to cook. No, I was like, man, I ain't finna eat out with you all day. I gotta move around. And she had a good on her. She had a nice booty on her, but man, she had a spare tire in the front. So I couldn't deal with that. So yeah, she had some booty do.
Booty you.
So yeah, that man.
Booty. That booty. Yeah. Yeah, man.
But yeah, see. We should not listen to Lizzo. Women should not listen to people like Lizzo. Lizzo is not the standard of beauty. She's the opposite. She should be the poster person for heart disease, diabetes, all that shit. But no, everybody praising Lizzo. You know what I'm saying? But if a man is fat, oh, he got a big beer belly. Ugh. It's funny how a fat woman. I watched Kendrick's show one time with Thon Lexi. Shout out to Black Light Podcast. Go to support his channel. And he did a reaction. And this woman, she was overweight. But then when Kendra G asked her, what does he got to look like? Does he got to look a certain way? And she said, yeah, I don't want him to be fat. I don't want his titties bigger than mine. Two big people can't make love
they
good
wrestle.
Together.
Wrestle, yeah.
Yeah, it's like wrestling. And then Kendra G said, well, what if he got a little beer belly? And this woman had the audacity. She had more chins than the Chinese phone books, and she had more rolls than Wonder Bread. Mm-hmm. And she had the nerve to say, because Kendra G said, what if he just had a little bit of beer, just a little beer belly? The woman said, ugh.
Okay. Well,
And then on that video, you can look where she just ate some Domino's pizza. It was on the table because she was kind of like sitting on the floor, and you can see the pizza box in the background. And she going to have the nerve to say, ugh. Yeah, man. It's a trip out here, man. It's really a trip.
Shit, man. I have my thing with people that are obese, and I don't know if I want to do a video or do lengthy live streams personally. As I look at human beings, if anything that's required that we should not exceed, this is the standard I create. And I hope people follow suit with this. If you're a man, you should not be exceeding or going over 300 pounds, no matter what your height is. Now, a lot of people say, well, some people can get 300 pounds muscular. I said, you try to keep your weight at a certain threshold that you don't cross. Once you start slipping close to touching round 300, or you just catch, or you about to touch it, you better start finding some ways to start drop some pounds. Not fast, but start doing something different so you can start shedding pounds. That would be the standard if anything a man should never exceed. Now, obviously, when you see dudes with beer bellies, I guarantee you they're roughly almost 300 pounds at plus. I know one dude that's, I think I might be a little bit taller than him, maybe. And this dude, look, all of, by definition, he had to be hitting left roughly over 300. And as men, you know, we can get through that, but it's not helpful for our arteries and our heart or anything that we try and function in the long run once we start touching 300 pounds. That's just me. I know this is a BMI, and BMI should be respected, yes. But for us as black folks, For us as black folks, we should not be tipping the scales in that fashion. Now this is for the men. Now, for the ladies. If anything, no matter your height, the only time that there should be exception to this weight criteria, if I had to label it, and say that you should not exceed as a lady, as a woman, you should not go over 200 pounds. No matter the height, except if you're over 6 feet tall. If you're over 6 feet, if you're 200 pounds, that's fine. If you're a 6 foot woman. But we all know majority of women in the world, on average, are either 5'3 or 5'4. They say that's the medium average, is 5'4 now. But usually I say mostly is the middle height, which is 5'3. You as a woman, I don't care how, I know Sankoba loves them women big because he's in Texas. That's fine. I mean, I have a different view about women. But if I could see and look from you from head to toe, and most ideal women that's average height, and sometimes they might be Amazon height, maybe 5'8", maybe, that I should not be seeing that you look like you could potentially be over 200 pounds. I remember one time I did a video, a whole live stream, and I said, a woman should never exceed 168. And I stand on that firm. But I'll go even further that you should not be over 200 pounds for a woman. I don't care what age or height you are, especially if you're not over 6 feet tall as a woman. Lizzo is 5'11", 5'10", 5'11", on the average. She is a whopping over 300 pounds. She is bigger than two linemen, or a lineman and a half. And she's only one example. There's many other women that's that heavy. Now, are all women that we know that out here that's pushed 300? Not necessarily, but there are sisters out here. Can we deal with black women? We love black women. That is over 200 or more pounds. I know one chick that's 5'6", 5'7", and she was roughly 275 pounds. I said, Jesus Christ. Now, people said, well, the fat's going to go well. No, it's not. You're overweight. You're obese. You're flubber. You're flat. You're fat. And here's the worst thing now with all the weight gains in our community, especially when we talk about, let's say, ladies. You're now getting fucking BBLs, and you're big as fuck. Let me stop. Say, Kobe, you there, man? Let me take a break. I can't go for it. I can't keep going. I'm not going to. Oh, Sankoba's not reading. All right. My thing is this.
Yeah, man. Go ahead, brother. Hold on. Yo, keep talking. I'm doing something real quick.
It's like this. There are certain requirements that we as people should, we should not over exceed and go over a threshold, especially when it comes to the weight. Usually, normal humans are roughly, should be under 200 pounds. Roughly. Now, as you know, as men, we vary. Some men of us, we might be under 200. Some of us might go over 200. And to me, we should not exceed nowhere beyond 300 as a man. Once you touch 300 pounds, brother, you need to start go, besides hit the gym, first do a cleanse, a colonic, clean your colon slowly. Start going for your cleanse. Then after going for your cleanse, you slowly start integrate more of natural or somewhat foods, i.e. you might have to incorporate more vegetables and fruit. And you might have to cut out all the fried foods, including all that pork. Yes, the pork.
And bread too. I don't really eat bread no more.
Where, I haven't got to the starch yet, but we're going to start with the meat first, then the starch, work away from the starch. Starch is a little bit complex and hard because starch is like sugars. And that is the most hardest thing to get out of. I would tell people to go cold turkey, a lot of processed foods, but I can't tell them. I would say start with your meat, start integrate fruits and vegetables. And once you get comfortable with the fruits and vegetables more and very little meat, especially the more harmful meat, and there's more. Beef is harmful, same as chicken. And we could say fish, but like I said, I'm trying to say start weaning yourself off food that you know is very detrimental when you're trying to cut down your weight. And then next, as you go into that, then you can start working away from the food, like the process, like the breads. Because the breads have sugar, just like everything else. I would tell people the reverse, go from bread, then fruit, then meat. But I would say start with meat, because meat is the most challenging one. Because obviously we compose and compact a lot of meat in our colon that's hard to digest, especially heavy meats like the beef and pork. So start there. And as you do, you also want to incorporate.
Yeah, I ate a lot of meat today. I hate myself because I ate a lot of meat today.
Well, you're down south, so but like I said, if you're over 300 pounds or you're about to be 300 pounds or you're past that, then you need to start incorporating this in your diet so you can start shedding the weight. Next thing we need to do some exercise, like, you know, do treadmills, lift some weights. As you know, I do the gym thing again, back at it again. One other thing I forgot to always have to include this. People, men, you're going to start intermittent fasting again. You're going to have to take some days where you're just going to probably consume some liquids and don't eat nothing hard at all. And some days you might not want to eat at all a day or two. It can be done. It's going to be tenuous. You're going to get headaches the first time trying to do a fast. But it's all good because you have to weed and train your body and reprogram and reset your body because you've been putting too much garbage in it for such a long time. And your body needs time to relax and breathe. Every time you consume, it requires everything from the cells, your intestine, everything to work to remove waste. Keep that in mind. Now, for ladies, this same thing applies to you. You're going to, if you're over 200 pounds, depending on wherever your height is, if you're not over 6 feet, you should be really cut back on a lot of starch, number one. And once you start cutting back, so that means you're going to remove the bread, some processed foods that you like to consume. Get rid of that out your diet as soon as possible. Matter of fact, throw away anything that has aim for that for the first 2 months. Next, you want to start incorporate some nice clean vegetables. Some you might find and Google how to clean your vegetables properly so you get rid of pesticides, some of it. And incorporate with some meat. Usually, I prefer if y'all take some light chicken, you know, not much chicken. Beef, could mess with it. Pork, no, take that out your diet. And start eating that on a daily basis. And also including intermittent fasting as well with your exercise. You do this, I guarantee you start dropping some weight, maybe 1 or 2 pounds or more immediately. And I also forgot, you also want to incorporate some cleansing products. Now, do I got my friend? Matter of fact, because this is going to be on the replay. Let me pin my good friend, Mr. Miller. Go ahead, talk, Sankov, as I find this link. What do I do with it? Shit. I'm trying to find that link. Oh, I know where it is. Okay. Yeah, if you want help cleansing, remove some parasites and all that good stuff, you might have to hit him up. If I can find the link.
Yeah, man, I'll be using that Synergy. They got a lot of probiotics in it. Oh, man, I'm telling you, my colon be cleansed every day.
Yeah, but I would not be taking anything that's commercialized at this point. I'd rather go to someone that's a naturopath at this point. I'm not saying you can go try those products, but anytime they sell it in stores like that, that's not from a Chinese place or anywhere. I mean, even the Chinese is questionable. I would not really risk it, personally, in my opinion.
But yeah, yeah, I do those kombuchas.
Yeah. So yeah, you might have to cut that out. Yeah. I mess with kombucha. Oh no. If you drink that, I would refrain. Don't. I stopped.
I poop like 2 to 3 times a day. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't drink that shit personally. Kombucha. Let me see. Actually, matter of fact, let me send this product. No, actually, I can't find the link to that product. Well, I'll let y'all start off with this, and y'all could probably work y'all way on some other products. No, y'all need some strong. All right, talk for a little bit, Terrence. I mean, Sankova, so I find this product.
Yeah, so with all the topics we did today, what's the solution? You know, because we as men have been blamed for every infraction that a woman has committed, especially our women. We're the problem. You know what I'm saying? It's been told that we're the problem. Women ain't the problem. We need to fix ourselves and this and that, and they don't take a look at themselves. Mm-hmm. So what's the solution? The solution. You know, we had a guy, you know, KS was the solution to modern women. He was basically trying to get them to think differently. And you know what's sad, man? People was praising his death. That's sad.
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, I don't lose much sleep over that. I mean, people are going to be people at the end of the day. And they're going to feel the way. Listen, you got to understand, Sankova, the troop is not always going to be nice. Tell people that they don't want to hear. You're going to get pushback. You're going to get ostracized. Hell, you might even get maybe delete it if you're not careful, you know? So I don't lose much sleep over that. I expect more people to start go at him now because he's no longer here because they were not brave enough to do it while he was alive. And be honest with you, they couldn't go when he was alive because, let's be honest, he had over 1 million followers on both media platforms. You go at him, you're going to get some serious pushback. From him.
True.
And you don't want that smoke because he has the mic, the bigger mic, and he had the attention.
I almost feel like he was purposely deleted.
Well, I would say this. A person that did that was another content creator that was involved potentially. And the deletion. But I can't go in detail that.
Yeah, that chick that was with him, yeah.
What do you mean, which chick you talking about?
She was there with him the day he died.
The Spanish one?
Yeah, because he was just fine.
No. It was not her. That chick they were posting, that's a lie. Right now, consecrators are already, one consecrator is covered in more in detail. Because think about it. When he died, they could not rule out that this was fair play. They said foul play might have been involved for the autopsy. Now, mind you, there could be really an investigation to really check if this man really was really just that or a natural cause he was deleted. But we're never going to know because, let's be honest, he's a black man that had a lot of credibility throughout the internet. Tell them what they want to hear and give them the honest opinion. An image consultant. You think they're going to go in and invest money to go look an investigation of his death? No. I doubt it. I really doubt it, personally. That's just me. But that's all. Anything else, Sankofa?
Oh, no, man. I'm good, man. It's a pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to try to get back in the swing of things, you know?
I like this.
You know, my new promotion. Yeah, with my new promotion, man, I've been kind of slacking off. And I really miss the family, you know? Yeah, man. Yeah, maybe, well, man, like I said, go ahead.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting year for what content I'm probably put out. Like I said, this is actually the official content done here on Clubhouse on the Chaos Reign / podcast side of things. And I probably look forward to do more conversation like this, you know. But like I said, I'm hoping it'll grow. But we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, thanks, Sankofa, all right, for coming on.
Oh man, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, G. It's always a pleasure, man. We gotta make order out of chaos, man.
Of course. Always. Thank you.
And I hope the black women that listen, I know I probably got a lot of shaming. Oh, you know, he hate women, he gay, insult, he gay, got a little dick, all this other stuff. Guilt. Don't you got sisters? Don't talk about your sisters like that. You got a mother and it needs to be right. Well, I do what I want. Like Carmen said, whatever, I do what I want. Anyway, peace and love to the panel. Peace and love to y'all YouTube family or people that's in the radio. Hope y'all enjoyed the content today.
Until give next us time.
Like, subscribe. Until next time. Peace.
All right, guys. Y'all might catch the replay or playback of this one, you know. And always like the video, leave a comment too. Look forward to hearing from y'all. And follow the links from Chaos Reign channel. Twitter at Chaos Reign 7, Facebook, Eric Reign, and Discord service is on the about page on the YouTube channel, the Chaos Reign channel. Those are all links. Until next time, Chaos Reign!